This is Ana Carmo with UN News. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Libya, Maria Ribeiro, raised major concerns on Monday for the safety of civilians and others who are being affected by the uptick in fighting between warring factions across the country, in particular migrant and asylum seekers who may find themselves in detention centers close to the main areas of conflict. Speaking by phone from Tripoli, Ms. Ribeiro told UN News that the United Nations had called for humanitarian truce to allow emergency services access to newly affected areas under fire. Ms. Ribeiro spoke to UN News' Alexandre Soares, who began by asking for an update on conditions in the Libyan capital, Tripoli.
As you know, the end of last week, last Thursday, was a major military offensive was launched around south of the capital, Tripoli. And this has led to an escalation in the confrontations and the conflict around the south of the city, of the capital. We are very concerned by the impact on people's lives, on ordinary citizens and civilians. And we are in particular aware of the possibility of an increased number of displaced people wanting to leave the areas, the more fragile areas. So far, we estimate 2,200 displaced people, but if the conflict continues, we expect to see an increase in numbers. We are also particularly concerned about the plight of migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers who may find themselves in detention centers close to the areas of conflict. The UN yesterday asked for a truce, a humanitarian truce, to allow for the emergency services to reach areas where people have been stranded.
Some international forces have started to withdraw from Tripoli. The UN has not made that decision. Why is that?
As the Secretary General said during his time, his visit to Libya last week, the United Nations remains committed to the people of Libya and to remaining engaged with the people of Libya. And as a humanitarian coordinator, I think I would like to reflect the commitment of the UN humanitarian community to continue to support and respond to the needs of the most vulnerable people in Libya, but particularly those most affected by the current conflict.
What are the expectations for the next few days, and how are you preparing for that?
It's hard to tell at this stage. One always hopes that the calls for de-escalation will lead to some sort of a more stable situation. And, you know, there's all the efforts being done on the negotiation on that level. But obviously, we must also prepare for a continuation of the conflict and the impact that that's going to have on the population. So we're looking at our capacity as UN, as humanitarian partners, the capacity of our local municipalities, the local authorities, and how we can work together to prepare for an eventual, for example, increase in displacement, greater needs on in terms of the health services and the pressure on the health services, and working with some of the local emergency teams who already exist and who we've been working with.